I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On paper, Christians in India have religious freedom. But in reality, followers of Jesus face a lot of hostility for their faith. As next year's state elections and the following year's national elections approach, the heat from radical Hindus is intensifying. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says there's a growing surveillance network to identify and root out Christian activity at the village level. As their neighbors and politicians push for a total Hindu nation, would you stand up for your Indian brothers and sisters in prayer?
We want to pray for their encouragement and boldness, even as they see the tide of government turning against them, that they won't give up and sort of go into a bunker mentality, but that they will continue to share the gospel and continue to be witnesses for Christ.
And Russian church youth programs are beginning to look a bit different from the U.S.'s. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says
they're instituting a program that we support through the Youth in Ministry program that not only focuses on the spiritual development of youth, but also enables them to serve alongside the missionary pastors and the different outreach opportunities that they have through these local churches.
Okay, to clarify, the term youth in Russia refers to people ages 17 to 30, and these youths aren't looked at as the future generation of ministry, but rather the present. In fact, Mock says each week, these youths give up most of their evenings to serve God. Pray for these young people, their encouragement, their faithfulness, and that they would continue to be equipped for gospel work. Get the details at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.